Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We are done. We are out of time. We'll hand things over here. Reggie Atatula, John Lopez, Figgy Fig is here. Who's back in the...
Byron
Matthews. What's good, back in the saddle.
Hey!
All right. The fourth horse of the four horsemen of In the Loop. You've got them for the next 4 hours here on Sports Radio 610, and they start now.
That's right. You are In the Loop, and we are in New Orleans, Louisiana for Radio Row, or actually, I was chatting with Seth just a moment ago. Mm-hmm. Is there, like, do we have a great thing to call this? Because, like, I mean, look, we look around, and so much of this is various TV properties and podcasts now. Like, Radio Row doesn't seem to fit. It fits for us, though. Sports Radio 610 Live.
Digital Row.
Yeah.
We are at Digital Row here New Orleans.
That's right. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig is here. You will get your daily dose of the mixtape. However, you might not get as much Figgy during the show because he is keeping you tapped into all the things that we are doing out here. So make sure that if you're on social media, especially if you're on Instagram, Sports Radio 610 and at the Figgy Fig to keep up with all our shenanigans, which we got going immediately once we hit Louisiana.
Once we got in the car.
So he is doing all that. In fact, he's probably getting exclusive content that you might not even hear on air. So yeah, you want to make sure you follow that there. But nah, we got you as always. It is the show as usual. I will say, though, we are already starting to get some guests. We'll talk to my guy Charles McDonald of mm-hmm. Yahoo Sports at noon. A little bit about this Texans team. He does a good job kind of covering the NFL at large. So we'll talk to him at 12. But man, it's already, we've already packed in as much fun as possible into the first what, 12 hours?
Like
the first, I guess,
man.
First 12 hours before we even got to Monday, and now the next 10 hours of this day. So I guess, what is that, 22 hours?
Yeah, like that.
In the city of New Orleans?
Yeah, look, man, it's going to be a great week. I would highly encourage everyone, and this is not self-serving, you're going to be entertained. You will be entertained. You're going to see some cool stuff, behind-the-scenes things from right here at Super Bowl Radio Row, the game itself, New Orleans, your boys on Sports Radio 610. I would highly encourage it. Tell your friends. It's really, really it's going to be fun. That said, Figgy's nickname, some people call him Bootman.
That is true.
And he is boots on the ground. Literally.
100%. Yeah.
Boots on the ground, great digital content, Sports Radio 610. And I know that sounds like a big promo. I'm just telling you, it's going to be worth your time to subscribe and to listen and to watch and to do all those things. And just as an example, you mentioned, hell, we got on the road about 25 hours ago. We hit the road. You guys were a little late, but I wasn't mad about it.
All right.
I wasn't mad about it. And since then.
You said we was leaving at 9.
I said, I'll be there at 8:45.
That's an announcement of your intention. That was not a verbal contract. You said we were leaving at 9.
A verbal contract.
I was there at 9. What's the issue?
But either way, the ride was great. The conversations, the music, get over to the house, sweet house. We had a nice dinner last night. Everybody was gorging. My favorite part of the whole thing was the meat sweats afterwards, and that's on Sports Radio 16 and on Figgy's.
I don't want to go ahead and try and promo meat sweats. I feel like that's not the way that we should do.
But everybody just sort of leaning back, grabbing their bellies, clearly overeating. That was fun. You guys went over to the quarter to find some beignets and ended up having a couple of what do they call them? Grenades?
Adult beverages.
Yeah, grenades. Yeah.
Well, I had a grenade. Our engineer, Aaron Raybull, had him a shark attack, and that was quite an experience mm-hmm. to go through on the very first circumstance. But, yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun hanging out. Like, we as a show, or we as a station, rather, we have a different experience than I think a lot of people here mm-hmm. at Radio Row, where, everybody's staying at, kind of a hotel and everybody's split up,
yeah.
although they have the courtesy of just being able to walk to work. We have to find a little bit of some carpools, but it's because we got a house. We got a house together
yeah.
Here a little bit further out in New Orleans. But, man, it has been fun hanging out with the fellas.
Couldn't be better. It's going to get better. But I do have a question, because we do have to be completely honest here.
Okay.
There's always a little apprehension when you go and stay, especially at a house, with coworkers. I'm not saying it's bad.
Sure.
It's just like, okay, how
we had
this?
A whole conversation about this
yes.
in the mixtape on Friday,
yeah.
who was going to be good or bad
yeah,
roommates.
Exactly. So here's my question.
In fact, we need to do a roommate ranking. Actually, let me write that down. Roommate ranking, and we'll carry it through the entirety. I think post-show, we'll do this as digital content to, again, continue to push you to Sports Radio 610 on Instagram. Post-show, I think we do a roommate rankings, and we'll have a power rankings day by day
yeah.
as to who's on the roommate rankings. And let me tell you, my vote is going to be very high for Clint Sterner today.
Yeah,
I'll tell
Clint,
you that
Clint was
sure.
on his game. Made breakfast for everybody. Drove us down here. That was very, very cool. So there, everything's so great, and it's going to be great. And I, like I said, I encourage everybody to be here. But what are your apprehensions? What are your maybe like? I gotta. And apprehension might not be the right word, but just maybe you're cognizant of. All right, this is because you do. Everybody has their own habits at home, whether it's by yourself, you're with your wife, or whatever. What are some of your apprehensions? Because I have one that's not even. Not even close to everything, because everything else is cool.
Well, I mean, one of my apprehensions has already come up on the text line mm-hmm. from 281. They said, big news for trade coincides with Reggie. 77 shocked everyone. One was the number for Luka. The other was somebody's thermostat. Both shocking. Yeah, immediately I was like, look, man, when you're renting a house, like how individualized can this be?
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully I found out that each room has their own individual AC, so
yeah.
I can make sure that I could be adequately warm. As opposed to the rest of you folks who like living in meat lockers, apparently.
That's one.
Yeah.
Figgy's joining us here. Mine has always been, I think most people fall in this category, the bathroom situation. Like how it plays out, where you put your stuff. And let's be honest, how it plays out in the mornings. How it plays out in the mornings.
Oh, when various people visit the throne? Is
yeah,
that what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I was very cognizant and aware, man. I was like, all right, I'm going to try to go take my shower. Now, I usually do them on my work first, then go take a shower.
Mm.
I'm like, I'm out.
I love the way that you handled it today. You were the early person. I was the later person. We did
take
not.
Care
there was
of my
no
business,
crossover.
Put
yeah,
the
it was
fan
fantastic.
On, take my shower, all that. So, see, I was very... I guess, aware of not wanting to offend Reggie.
Apparently, I'm easily offended. No, I mean, it's been a blast thus far, and we haven't even added B. Scott to the mix yet. B. Scott mm-hmm. joining us today. So, man, again, it's going to be fun. Today is the first day on Radio Row. I'll continue to call it that. It's just
it is.
A force of habit. But here in New Orleans, and it's real light. People are still kind of rolling in. This thing gets hot and heavy here relatively soon. So
yeah.
We'll have a lot of things. But like I said, at noon, we will be joined by Charles McDonald, who is already on the ground. And we got some fun guests for you all throughout the week. I am looking at my cellular device right now, which as of right now is still a Samsung. We'll see if that changes at any point during the week. However, I did get a push notification from one Adam Schefter of ESPN saying that standout defensive end Myles Garrett has requested a trade out of Cleveland, he announced in a statement. How does that hit your ears right now?
Makes sense. It should. I mean, and from the Browns' perspective, I mean, seriously, what are you know? How much do you want him there when you're completely refurbishing everything? You know,
that's what it is. It seemed like they probably got to tear their whole Carter down at this point, and he do not want to go through a rebuild.
Yeah, I immediately go, all right, where does he end up? Like, I mean, that does not necessarily matter for these Houston Texans. You're pretty well situated when it comes to pass rush. I mean, you can never have enough pass rush, but I do feel like that's probably going to be a tough one to swing. Is there any chance, or do you have any concern that he ends up on one of these teams in division, or one of these teams that could be a real problem for the Houston Texans in time moving forward?
Well, what I'm thinking is it's going to be either an AFC potential Super Bowl contender or an NFC. So you want him to go to an NFC. Because he's even in his statement, he said, all I've ever dreamed about was a Super Bowl, you know. So he's not going to the Titans, you know. He's not going to the Jags or the Colts. I would be very, very shocked if that happened. He's played that game with potential.
Yeah.
He played it in Cleveland.
I was going to say not necessarily that he chose to, but I mean, he continued to, he re-upped.
He re-upped and he was all in when Deshaun got there and all that stuff. So pick your favorite contender. In the AFC or the NFC, we just hope he goes to the other conference.
Okay, I feel you on that. But yeah, that's some news that's coming up. I just kind of want, hey man, it's a Monday. How was your weekend? Because there was a lot of sports things that were happening. Of course, that text that I read earlier about the 77 talking about the my thermostat, but also that was talking about like a thing that I will say legitimately on Saturday kept me up to 4 a.m., which was the news that Luka Doncic was being traded out of Dallas to the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, what a wild thing to happen. And there's so many things that you can talk about, both from the perspective of the NBA at large and from the Dallas Mavericks in particular. I know that there's like been more and more reporting. Executives around the league are basically looking at Nico Harrison as some level of fool, which feels rightfully so.
He is a level of fool.
I mean, I do want to, I mean, I guess those types of things will come out as we talk about it. But like, the thing that I just keep thinking about is how much, like, Are Rockets fans upset about this trade? I mean, the Dallas Mavericks have harmed themselves a great deal here. Now, Anthony Davis is still a really good player. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with the trade, mind you, I guess I should lay that out. The Mavericks send Luka Doncic, Markieff Morris, who else? One more player in there, not really of major significance, to the Los Angeles Lakers. They get back Anthony Davis as well as Max Christie. And a future first-round pick. I believe that's a 2029 Lakers first-round pick. And then the Utah Jazz get a couple of second-round picks, one from each of those teams, to kind of help round out the deal. And Jalen Hood-Schifino, if that's worth anything to you, which I imagine it is not. I imagine a lot of people just heard that name and were like, oh, did not know that was a dude. So congratulations on that. But I do want, like, because the Lakers have made themselves now a continual threat as opposed to like one that is passing for the time being, if you could even call them that.
Yeah, we're going to obviously dig in this a couple of times today and maybe in certain ways, but just on the surface, Rockets fans got to be happy. I don't think this affects the Rockets fans in a bad way at all. They're first of all giddy that Dallas is pretty much going to be a wasteland for a while, and so they're not going to be a real threat in the division. The only thing that I think people, and not, it's not just Rockets fans, are upset about is like, why'd you have to go to the Lakers, man? I mean, why was it the Lakers where your boy was the GM? You know, because that's all this was. It was two guys that knew each other real well that talked about this apparently for 3 or 4 weeks. And no one else. You know, they didn't talk to anybody else. They were just like trying to work this deal. Why'd that have to be the Lakers?
This is leaving plenty of ample room for conspiracy.
Yes.
All right, like the idea that this is an NBA thing and trying to prop the Lakers up. And this is going to hurt the NBA, like just its general appeal to the audience. Mm-hmm. Like I know in Dallas in particular, you're killing a lot of fan base there. But I do wonder if like the NBA in general, people are opting out in the same way that we've talked about referees and the ways that these conspiracies with the NFL continue to pop up. Like I feel like the NBA is also not doing themselves any favors. And I mean, not to say that the NBA at large could do anything about this. This was, you know, part of the teams making deals, but this probably hurts them, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The league is already sort of, you know, teetering on that a lot. But I think Actually, speaking of conspiracy theories, you know, our guy Parker was giving me one, and I got a confession that's tied with that we'll get you at 12:20. But on the NBA itself, the most fascinating thing to me is I can't remember any trade, any move in the NBA, maybe even sports, where it was just universally across the board.
Panned.
Criticized. Called the most ridiculous thing. Like, people are having to try to find some level, some semblance of well, you know,
yeah,
I can see what,
to some,
I can see where the Mavericks advocate. Might want it. No. It's damn near 100%. Boy, are they stupid. I can't remember any like that.
No. And a lot of the ones that you think about were in hindsight, although Kareem Abdul-Jabbar being traded.
That's probably the last one.
From Milwaukee to Los Angeles is one of the ones that I think immediately comes up. And NFL, people talk about bad trades when they talk about the Herschel Walker trade. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how many people were like in that moment, terrible.
No, they were getting Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
You know, they were getting, like even Deshaun, you know, the Browns fans were kind of juiced about it. You know, they were kind of excited about it, you know.
And to be honest, I felt at the time, I felt like the Texans probably could have got more.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you want to talk about a trade that immediately people disliked, like this might take the mantle from a Texans trade, which is sending DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona.
Of the most recent ones where people are going, what are they thinking? And that doesn't even pale in comparison.
Right.
To the reaction that this is getting.
And on the text line from the 281, this trade is similar to borderline malpractice. Everyone is shocked on it. No. It is malpractice, in my estimation, the way that I feel about it. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's going to be wild seeing that. There's so many different angles with it that we'll talk about today. And we have the courtesy of being able to do that thanks to Flight by Yingling, who's helped us be out here. Also, much appreciation to Low T Center, also a presenting sponsor. And then we've got a nice
I got to do a segment from this chair.
No, you don't. You don't get to. That is the hot seat. You're not in a hot seat circumstance, right? We have a recliner here on Radio Row that has already seen good use, but our guests will join us in the exclusive furniture hot seat, which is a nice recliner here, so everybody will be comfortable. And then also, if you want to see the hot seat or our guests or anything else on Radio Row, make sure to check in with the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer fan cam on YouTube or Twitch. Those are there for you. But more people talking about the various things, like the idea of the Bengals trading Jamar Chase for Mike Evans and a third. Like, but the tough thing about it is, sport to sport in the NFL, the only players that can be traded that have that same level of impact is quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it would have to be some level. I think the Morning Show guys were talking about the concept of if C.J. Stroud was traded for Matt Stafford, a dude that is clearly a very good quarterback but on a different side of his prime as the young guy going out. Man, this is fascinating to me. Like, I literally was up to 4 a.m. either talking to people on the phone or just thinking about it, ruminating what that meant. It is.
It's damn near pushing 48 hours now, and it's still, like, people are just, their jaws are hitting the
ground. Amazed, and we just keep hearing more and more about the various things.
Oh, and you said, about the weekend, you know, how we spent our weekend.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And it's funny you said that about, one thing I learned this weekend is, pretty much all of us go to bed about 11 p.m. on a Saturday. Because, like, you said it. I think Parker said it. I think Sean said it. They were just about to close their laptops or their phones, and they said, oh, wait, what's this? What's this? And I happen to be up, which I normally don't, you know, I'll go to bed earlier than 11 on a Saturday sometimes, but I was just doing some cooking and stuff, and I was, like, messing around. And I went, like everybody else.
What?
Someone, you know, who was Sam? Shams. Shams got hacked.
Yeah, Shams Charania. Everybody was like, nah, there's no way.
I said, he got hacked. I thought 100% got hacked. I'm hand to God. I thought, okay, well, that stinks for him. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Still
he unbelievable. Actually, it was so wild a trade. He actually came back and said, no, really.
No, guys, for real.
No, really.
I need you to understand. This really happened.
I didn't get hacked.
And at least basketball-wise, that was the weirdest thing that happened, and it took the mantle from a game that happened earlier, if we're talking about the weekend, and the Rockets playing the Brooklyn Nets, their one home game in between. It's like an island home game in between these road trips because they're headed back on the road. In fact, they're playing tonight in New York. Man, that loss to Brooklyn was perplexing. Actually, it was maddening is really the word that I would use.
Perplexing for me because, we were sitting there talking. I think you were thinking about going to the game.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah. you know, Brooklyn,
I needed to pack.
And all that.
Get to bed early, which I didn't do.
It was to the point where, like I said, I was doing a bunch of stuff Saturday. I kind of just turned it on and had it in the background. And like every time I walked through the room, I'm like, well, what's going on here?
Nothing particularly good.
Yeah.
A weird, weird loss to the Brooklyn Nets, where you were just down the whole way in that game as well. We'll talk more about that as we continue. There's so many things. There's a new offense coordinator candidate in the offensive coordinator search for the Texans. Like I said, at 12, we'll talk to Charles McDonald in this exclusive Furniture Hot Seat. A lot of things happening on day one of your Radio Row coverage here on Sports Radio 610 in the Loop. But coming up next, let's start with this. Chip Kelly has a job, and it is not with the Texans. Let's break all of that down and what that means for the Texans.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
OC Search will do.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Darn right.
That's right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reggie Atitula. Shout out to Byron Matthews on the ones and twos. We are live in New Orleans, Louisiana. Figgy is here. He's not on the microphone. He's making sure that you got great content on Sports Radio 610 on Instagram. So make sure that you're keeping locked in there. And if you've been on social media this weekend, there's all sorts of mess happening. But one of the things that popped off was a image of what appeared to be Chip Kelly at IAH at Bush Intercontinental Airport.
Yeah.
Seemingly in the line with everybody else. No clear, no TSA pre-check. Mm-hmm. Just in the line with us mere mortals going through the line. Everybody was wondering, oh, does that mean that maybe he could be the next coordinator? Is he coming to town? Or did he just come through town to talk about the coordinator? Nope. We found out just yesterday that Chip Kelly will be the next offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders under new head coach Pete Carroll. And it seems like through reporting, I think Albert Breer ultimately gave us reporting that Chip Kelly will have a salary of $6 million, which is way very far away from what the highest offensive coordinators in the league had seemingly been receiving. I mean, I think Todd Monken was reported not more than a few months ago as being up near the top at around like $3 million. And so this blows out of the water. But there you go, Chip Kelly. Like, apparently this is what it was going to take for him to go, you know, return to the NFL as offensive coordinator. And I mean, what were your thoughts? Like, what was the first thing that came to mind with all of this when he comes up and when we find out in the house, by the way, that Chip Kelly is the new offensive coordinator of the Raiders?
Well, let's go back to that image that you just referenced. You know, him standing in line. Somebody posted that, and at first I was like, well, interesting. And then when you think about it, it doesn't make any sense that it involved the Texans at all,
mm-hmm.
because if you're trying to keep things on the under wraps with Chip Kelly. And clearly, well, you know, first of all, you know how I felt about the whole Chip Kelly thing. I think it was a lot of hope in one hand and whatever in the other. There might have been.
I appreciate your censorship.
there might have been some sort of like, well, maybe we can at least send a message somehow or gauge the interest. But I never felt like they were really in or even that interested in terms of like what they really were looking for, even though there was connections and
at
all
least
that.
Not to the level of like a full interview of some sort.
So that's where it started. Like, I wasn't really that sure that the reporting was vague or talking in circles or at least inferences and such like that. So when I saw it, I'm like, huh, maybe there was something to it. But then I realized two things. Number one, if you have Chip Kelly, let's say there was interest with Chip Kelly, okay. If you have interest in and you're keeping it under wraps and you're not letting it out, but you're letting out all these other stories of other coordinators interviewing, you sure as hell wouldn't have had him fly commercial.
Yeah.
You absolutely would not have had him fly commercial.
Right.
You would have sent a jet to wherever he was recruiting or Columbus, Ohio, and brought him back in the cloak of darkness. So there was no way that had anything to do with the Texans, once you think about it, right?
Yeah, likelihood.
Like, no way.
Likelihood is that he was just recruiting.
Yeah.
And we had seen multiple pictures that same week, or like earlier last week, of him with various recruits mm-hmm. that made it seem like he was just doing his due diligence as a coordinator and getting his recruiting done.
Right. And then the second thing, which a lot of people have talked about, I believe you've mentioned this as well, like if he really did have interest in the Texans, I don't think – now, that's a big number. I mean, there's no question about it, stating the obvious. $6 million is a big number. But the Texans are not afraid to spend money to win. It's kind of a misconception, misnomer, that they're, you know, they wouldn't spend that. Now, maybe they wouldn't spend $6 million, but couple that with the fact that there was no way they would let him fly commercial to come down here.
Right.
I feel like going to the Raiders – is the biggest sign of all that he wasn't going to come to the Texans, because there is really no reason why he should come to go to the Raiders over the Texans.
I mean, outside of there's some things that have come in on the text line, like somebody, you know, throwing up the idea that, hey, you know, Pete Carroll is an older guy. He's in his early 70s, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, like 72, 73. That is a dude who, do you feel like he is going to be coaching for many more years?
Maybe
you'd think the idea is that he'd be able to sit there and lay in wait in order to take over that job. I don't know. But that isn't a place that has a quarterback, which, I mean, Ben Johnson, mm-hmm. in his situation, talk about somebody who got money. Like, we were just seeing the reporting that he's getting $13 million to be the head coach of the Bears. But he was talking about in his earliest availability there that when he was making a decision, and I don't know that you can extrapolate this all the way, but it feels like it's something that stands to reason, that, hey, quarterback is high up, if not the main kind of priority on whether or not you want to take a job like that. And I imagine offensive coordinator-wise, that's a good thing. And they don't really have that situated. However, there you go. Chip Kelly is there. So what does that now mean for the Texans? I think that highlights even more so. Although you do add Adam Stenovich, right? And
Another
this
one,
is where
yeah.
I wanted to go. He is the Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator mm-hmm. as of yet. He has been, I believe, for the last few years under Matt LaFleur, the head coach there, and the primary play caller offensively. So Stenovich has not been a play caller. It kind of falls in line with some of the other guys in this Texan search. But Stenovich and Bill Lazor are probably two of the most experienced coordinators in this mm-hmm. search. Outside of that, it's so many young guys who, you know, are getting a feel for you know what it is, but they are up and comers on that side of the hill, I guess, proverbial hill, compared to dudes with level experience, which it feels like a lot of people were hoping for in this
period. And I think the Texans are kind of giving us their game plan of what they're looking for in a coordinator outside of those two, as you mentioned. And even Stenovich, though, he wasn't a play caller. I mean, you know, he wasn't the play caller there. It was Matt LaFleur. So it would stand to reason that, he would, you know, this would be the most attractive one.
He was the run game coordinator, though, and I wonder how much that
– That might come into it, and he's like, a line guy, offensive line guy.
Which, yeah. I mean, offensive line coaches are the ones – like, there's not a lot of positions that I believe are going to give you some level of indication if a coach can definitely be a head coach or a higher-level coach. Offensive line is one of those ones where I go, oh, man, you're getting multiple people pulling in different directions. Mm-hmm. That is one that you have to be a leader of men. So I do find that to be an interesting one, especially with some of the kind of rumors and things that we've heard about the potential of the relationship with Bobby Slowick with that. Like someone who has been an offensive line coach who has had to inherently bring men together, I think is an interesting vibe with him here.
Yeah.
But how much do you like the prospect of Adam Stanovich now within this group and class of potential offense coordinators?
I would put him probably top three, but third of what I'm looking at right now. And just as a side note with the Chip Kelly thing, I saw the text that you were referencing. You know, Chip Kelly to the Raiders is a genius move for Kelly. With his age, Pete Carroll will only be there 3 years max. That doesn't make sense to me. Maybe that's what you feel. Maybe that's what he feels. Because if he came to the Texans and turned this thing around, he would be a head coach next year because of his experience as a head coach, because of him coming. So none of it makes sense that the Texans actually showed viable interest in Chip Kelly, because if he came down here and they showed interest, he could turn this thing around in 1 year and be a head coach in 2026.
Sure.
Period. He didn't have to wait these 3 years or anything. Now, as far as the other candidates,
I mean, big money will do it to you. Six mil could
be something. And that's clearly a factor, but a big factor. But no, as far as like the other candidates, the offensive line thing is crucial to me. I think that's what vaults him up a lot of people's boards. You know, Stanovich, because that's what this team needs. And I feel like this organization does not want to move on. They might have to in one or two cases, but they don't want to move on from three linemen, maybe four offensive linemen. They want to be able to implement these guys in the next system, or at least adjustments to this system that changes the front blocking scheme, as we've talked about.
I do wonder, though, like with Chip Kelly off of the table, are so many people, or how many people are that have been clamoring for Chip Kelly, like where does their attention now turn? Do they fall to the Stanovich, who, you know, has a little bit of experience, or like a Laser who has some experience, or do they then find their favorite of one of these kind of young up and coming guys who they want, like a Nick Cayley? Is Nick Cayley now fall in as like the people's choice, even though I think he already had a certain level of appeal there? Or do people turn to Udinski or Brian Johnson as we've kind of built this system of folks throwing their proverbial support behind potential candidates? Yeah, man, this is all fascinating. We'll talk more about it as we go, but officially, that man is no longer Chip Kelly, no longer in the running for the Texas job, and if he was even in the running in any way, shape, or form.
I think, and we'll dig into this more as the show progresses here, but I think it's a three-horse race right now between Gerard Johnson, Nick Cayley, and Stanovich. I think those three probably have separated themselves, just my opinion, simply because I think they're showing us the template, as I talked about. They want that young guy that maybe can implement various, you know, different degrees of experience into this system already.
Some flexibility.
And all three of those guys could do that.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, broadcasting live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Much appreciation to Flight by Yingling helping us get out here. And I wanted to remind you that we may be in New Orleans, but our Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest continues to roll on. Listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour each day to get your entry into that contest. If you win, you and three friends will be headed to Vegas to stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, premium sports viewing destination, and you can enjoy the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim as part of your ultimate college basketball championship experience. Plus, you'll have an extra $20,000 in your pocket to spend while you're in Sin City. Just download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get a daily entry into Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. All right, coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. What was the time where you were cooked in the way that Nico Harrison, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, is being
cooked
for this Luka Doncic trade? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next on Sports Radio 610. All right, let's get into our question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice man live from New Orleans. Shout out to Fly by Yingling helping us get out here and giving us an unreasonable amount of cases of Fly by Yingling. In fact, like, I feel like I'm going to be convinced or compelled, rather, to drink more beer just because of the amount of beer that they gave us to be out here. So appreciations to them. But yeah, 713-572-4610. What is the time that you've been cooked?
Absolutely cooked.
In the way that the Dallas Mavericks GM is being cooked for this trade that sent their young superstar, 25 years of age, completely unwarranted. Just, he did not force his way out. Luka did not. They traded him to the Los Angeles Lakers of all places. And, yeah, he is getting absolutely cooked. He only got back a singular first-round pick in addition to Anthony Davis, who apparently is a player that they coveted, but is a 31-year-old who is oft injured. And so, yeah, he's getting cooked. So what was the time that you got cooked in a similar vein?
Figgy, get in on here. We got to talk about this.
We need Figgy to get cooked, too.
When was the last time that, I mean, you just got destroyed?
Well, the last time,
cooked.
My last time is very recent.
Exactly. I didn't want to give the people yours. So you give yours first, and then mine most recently happened as well.
Yeah, my last time happened on Friday when we were talking about this very trip. And I think the fact that at the crib, or not, was it Friday or was it Thursday? At my house, you know, mm-hmm. at my apartment, the thermostat at that moment was at 77.
77.
Man, that's still insane, man. I still think about that, man.
I prefer to be warmer than I do to be cold. Like, it's just the way that my body is situated. And yeah, but, yeah, man, like, everybody got on me that day. In fact, I think the people were fairly nice about it, but also I feel like what it has caused me to do, and I wonder if this is what is happening with Nico Harrison, the general manager of the Mavs, is it's just made me go harder. Like, I'm just like, no, I will absolutely. I got into the Airbnb and I immediately changed the thermostat. In fact, I almost changed
and then
all
I
the
changed
thermostats.
It down.
I almost turned all the thermostats up. Just turn them all up.
He turned it up and then I turned it
it's
down.
It's gonna be 77 degrees everywhere in this mug.
But and get in on this, 713-572-4610. Don't be bashful. Last time you just got absolutely destroyed, cooked on something. Mine was recently too, but I feel like it was unfair.
No, you should not be eating cereal in the car.
It's a very normal thing to do, but it seemed like most people cooked me. And I'm trying to think of some other examples. Figgy, what's coming to mind for you?
The last time I got – I wouldn't say the last time, but one of the memorable ones where I got cooked was me telling everybody – I don't know how to swim.
Oh, yes.
Everybody act like, oh, what happens if a flood happens in Houston? What you going to do? I'm like, man, a flood did happen in Houston, and I'm just fine.
Yeah, and those are not really the waters that you – I mean, like, if you absolutely need to, but you're not opting to swim in that if you don't have to.
Yeah, and I'm the one that stayed by a lake, like Lake Erie. Like, everybody else, y'all probably stay by some water, but I stayed by Lake Erie.
Where you grew up.
Cold, cold water.
Yeah, I did just fine.
Yeah, that's cold water there.
Yeah, I kind of got cooked, too, because from my Mexican food take. Like, I prefer soul food over Mexican food.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest Mexican food guy, so I
see,
got a lot of hate over
the way that you did that. I think you minimized the amount of cook because you definitely you did not offer a judgment. You were just like, this is my preference, and even then you're going to get cooked.
It gets
a lot worse.
Yeah, they don't give a damn what your preference is.
By the way, like, obviously, you know, tight end of the Texans, Dalton Schultz, was once a Dallas Cowboy before he came to Houston, and immediately stepping foot in Dallas. Like, I think one of the first things he tweeted was, yo, where's a good Mexican spot? And I don't want none of that Tex-Mex. And in Texas?
Yeah.
In Texas?
Yeah.
He got cooked for
he
that.
He was destroyed.
Yeah. It's funny because when I said that take about Mexican food, everybody got on me over it. And I'm like, I prefer, you know, a home-cooked meal, like soul food. And then I want to say a couple days later, and this probably don't age well, but Laramie Tunsil hopped on. And he said the same thing. He said, oh, I'm not really a Tex-Mex guy. I like soul food. Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody say nothing.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I mean, it's Laramie Tunsil now, so I guess they don't sound the best. But
I mean, this is rightful cooking, though, right? Like, of Nico Harrison, the way that he's gone about this. I know that there's someone on the text line who's saying if AD plays – Dallas might be dangerous. I think that they still have some figuring out to do too. They have a couple of centers, and now they're trying to fully. What is happening right now?
I think it's
they playing a little football game or a little something over there.
I thought I heard someone. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I thought that was a skull chant.
I thought they were, I thought they were doing Toro.
Yeah. I was like, is that a skull chant? Like, somebody yelling, is somebody chanting Eagles or something? What's even happening right now?
Ain't nobody fighting.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is the real Radio Row experience. No, but
pain right there.
Like, yeah, man, they got some figuring out to do. Like, now they are leaning into Kyrie Irving as their primary ball handler and all this.
You can't spin this anyway, man. You can try, but it doesn't hit.
Yeah, you trade that superstar out.
Yeah. Yeah, you can spin it all you want, but at the end of the day, it's like, well, this still don't make sense because they could have did without this.
You know, they might be dangerous. You know what they were? Dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous.
They were dangerous.
They literally were just in the NBA finals.
They were just dangerous.
Yeah, they got to go undefeated the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And this is I think we were talking about this in the car. Even if you go undefeated the rest of the year, if you win a championship, they will ultimately come back and say, yeah, but you could have done that with Luka and still have. Like, there's no way that they win on that. So, yeah, man, he is getting absolutely fried up. From the 713 on the text line, last time I got cooked was after I broke up with an ex and my family let me have it. They never liked her and told me about it. Oh,
I thought that's a bold move.
It goes either way,
right?
That's
a bold move.
Because also, what happens if you break up with the woman and they're all like, that was the one. What are you doing, you idiot?
Yeah.
Right? Like, go back. Go get her. Find her now. But, yeah, you go the other way where it's like, you were still with her? Like, why did you wait so long? Why were you still there?
Yeah. And plus, it's dangerous in the sense of, like, what if you get back with her?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we never liked her.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back together. Great.
There's always the chance of circling the block there.
Awesome.
There's absolutely always that chance.
You know, she's good for you. She's good for you.
Yeah, and you see what I was saying earlier?
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with that. Somebody hit up Figgy and said, Figgy's forgetting that for some people, home-cooked food is Mexican food. Yes, fair enough.
This is true. Yes.
not for Fig, though. But, yeah, man, this trade is going to continue to reverberate throughout the league, which is, I mean, just fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating for me. One of the things I think is interesting here, though, as well, is like, hey, man, now you have to contend with the Lakers for an extended period of time.
Yeah. And I don't know, I mean, how extended is extended? You know, it might not be, like a long time.
I mean, it's 25 years. Are you buying into the ideas? The notion that Nico Harrison has put out in the ensuing 48 hours since that trade went down or something to that effect is, one, that the primary reasons were that man, Luka Doncic, is in his conditioning, right?
Well, he was bull crap.
Frequently kind of came into camp overweight and those types of things, which, hey, Texans fans, we, kind of understand some of those concerns, right? And then also, like, some of the injuries that he's had have been, ensuing factors from that. And then on top of that, a level of kind of commitment in the future, maybe the possibility of, him wanting to remain. Clearly you don't buy any of that.
No, I don't buy any of that. I think that's a big pile of steaming crap. Because I saw him coming off that airplane. He sure didn't look 270 to me this morning or whenever it was overnight. And the injuries have been there, and they were going to be there anyway. And he still managed to carry this team. So, no, that's not going to happen. And the reason this came up, we're talking about him, getting cooked in the last time that you did. 713-572-4610, if you want to tell us that, he doubled down. Like, people were trying to give him an out. Well, maybe there was a report or a rumor. You talked about it last night or yesterday afternoon about, well, I heard there was another team that might have been involved. And no, and then they talked to him, and he said, no, just the Lakers. The only team.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're going to make that move, the only team you talked to was your boy, your old friend. He deserves everything that is coming his way.
Yeah, I mean, he's done, man. Like, I don't think that there's executives around the league that look at him like the mark now.
Yeah.
Like, if you are willing to do this, what other nonsense can you possibly get out there and do? Like, I think at least for Houston fans, you look over and it feels like Dallas is, in the meantime, like, they still have very good players in Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis, but I think there's some real concerns as to what the Dallas Mavericks are ultimately going to be for them, which I think probably moves them out of the way of the Rockets in a real way, contending-wise, even though, I mean, as of right now, they're down in the play-in circumstance anyways. Like, they weren't a real contender, but when you have Luka Doncic, the idea is, all right, that might be a team you run up against.
Yeah.
Mavericks feel like they're out of your way now.
Yeah. Let me ask you something real quick that Sean and Seth asked at the end of the show, and you waited, and I didn't get a chance to early on. There was another pretty big deal that happened in the NBA
there was.
Over the week.
Not getting cooked for this one, I'll tell you. Although the Kings do deserve a little cookage for basically having Houston's own De'Aaron Fox, like, pushing him out the door in some ways.
Yeah, but, like, the Spurs didn't give away any of their significant pieces.
No, they did not.
None.
No, and so that the trade that you're referencing is the one in which De'Aaron Fox goes to the San Antonio Spurs. Zach LaVine goes from the Bulls to the Kings in a three-way deal, and I mean, there's obviously other things involved there, but those are the major portions of it.
Yeah.
And so now the Spurs have an offensive engine for the future. It's kind of a scoring guy in De'Aaron Fox to pair with Victor Wembanyama. I know that Chris Paul is still there for the remainder of the season as a floor general of sorts. But yeah, that team has a little bit of heft to it.
Castle's been playing. He's going to be in the Futures game or whatever it's called, Rising Stars. And so they got a little something going. So the Mavericks just look even worse, you know, because it happens at the same – it kind of bookends, you know, each other. It's a mess. I mean, it's an absolute mess. As far as, like, you know, getting cooked, I think most of the ones that are coming to mind for me – generally have to do with food, and we're getting a lot of food ones on
food is a fun place because I feel like everybody can get cooked and still be fairly friendly. There's some places that you cook them, it's like, hey, we're done here, we don't have to talk to each other no more. But you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We're live from Radio Row, courtesy of Flight by Yingling, helping us get out here, and we're just getting going on this week. But coming up next, it's time to go around the NFL, where let's talk more about some of the news that is breaking, where we have Myles Garrett asking for a trade. You have various things happening there. We'll break all of that down when we go around the NFL next.